The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Another pretty spring day. Thursday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. All right, we got a lot of stuff going on today, as always. I've been telling Nicole we could easily do a 6-7 hour show. We have so much material without repeating anything. But we only got three, so let's get right to it. Here is The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Well, as you just heard, Jay Inslee has a press conference at 2:30 this afternoon. And we'll take a couple minutes of it live, but not a lot, because he's telegraphed what it's going to be. That they're going to start a lottery for people who get vaccinated. He's going to have the state lottery director there with him, and that would copy Ohio, where there's $1 million drawing every week for 5 weeks for getting vaccinated. In New Mexico, they've announced a $5 million prize and $10 million total that'll be given out. And only 47% of the people in our state have gotten vaccinated. So here's my question. If you've not gotten vaccinated yet, I would assume that you don't want to get vaccinated. You've had every opportunity. And so if you're haven't gotten vaccinated, you probably have a reason. Now, would a lottery entice you? Would a lottery, and not a rhetorical question. I would love to hear on our text line from unvaccinated people, would you now get the vaccine because they're dangling $1 million prize out there? The other thing we don't know, what about those of us who have already been vaccinated? Are we in the prize pool? Or is it just to give an incentive to unvaccinated people now? Which would be horribly unfair to the people who acted quickly on it. So we'll find out from the governor this afternoon. I think the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. But the ridiculousness, it continues on many fronts. I went to Costco yesterday without a mask. First time I'd been there maskless in months. And I'd guess about 20% of the customers did not have masks. But I'm getting less stink eye from the masked people. I have no idea why people are still wearing a mask if they're vaccinated and the store doesn't require it. Grocery store doesn't require it anymore. And then my wife and I, we grabbed a bite to eat at a little takeout place. And I didn't even look to see what their rules are because I'm not wearing a mask anymore. I'm done. I'm just absolutely done. And I made a huge mistake. So on Sunday, I rode my bike down to the little shopping mall. And there's an Albertsons, there's a Rite Aid Drugs. And I was just picking up one prescription at the Rite Aid. And so I'm walking my bike through the store. I didn't want to lock it up for, 30 seconds. But as I walked in, I don't know why I did this. I looked at the guy at the front counter and I said, "Do you guys still require masks?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." So I take off my bike helmet, slip on the mask that was in my pocket. But I don't know why I asked. I'm done asking. I'm done checking. I'm not masking. I'm not asking and I'm not masking.
Hey, Dory, I had that experience yesterday.
What?
Where I was in a store yesterday and I did not wear a mask. And when I got up to the cash register, I asked if they were requiring them or not. And she said, "Well, we're not supposed to say whether we are or not because they're not." So they're not supposed to say yes or no because they're going by the state guidelines, even though their company doesn't want to enforce that.
I don't know why I asked the guy. I'm just done. I'm done. That's the last time I'm ever checking. It's the last time I'm ever wearing a mask.
Why is it such a thing, though? Why can't you just say, "Nope, not requiring them. We trust you." Right. Why is it a secret or something weird?
So now here's where things are getting even more troubling. They are now going to start vaccinating 5-year-olds. 5 through 12-year-olds in the public schools around here. King 5 did a story on this.
The next group for the COVID-19 vaccine trials are kids between 5 and 12 years old. Seattle Children's starts those trials next week.
Many of them are really excited about it. They want to know what research is. They want to know how they can help.
That's a pediatrician. Many of the children are excited about getting the vaccine. Most five-year-olds don't like getting shots. A pediatrician should know that. But they're going to use children as young as six or for a trial. They're going to use children as young as 6 months for COVID trials at Seattle Children's Hospital. They're looking for children as young as 6 months old to take part in their COVID vaccine trials, and they want to check the safety and effectiveness of a two-dose COVID vaccine in healthy children. Now tell me, what parent in their right mind would turn over their kid to check the safety of something? Because if it ain't safe for a six-month-old, then you've done something pretty grievously horrible to your child. But so how could you get parents in to experiment on their child? Well, participants would receive $100 for each clinic visit and $5 for each week of a e-diary that they're being asked to keep. I've said all along, if you want to get your kid vaccinated, I would never get a kid under the age of 20 vaccinated. If you want to, your decision. You're in their life. But 5-year-olds in our public schools, it's absolutely unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary. The kids are tens of thousands of times more likely to die in a car accident on the way to school than they are from COVID. Still nobody. There was one kid in our state who had a severe comorbidity. And that's the only child, that's the only person under 20 in Washington State who's died from COVID. So we're giving it to 5-year-olds in the school now. Here, let me play you more from that pediatrician that Channel 5 talked.
Kids will receive either a Pfizer vaccine or a placebo. Dr. Jana England is a pediatrician helping lead the trial.
And we're trying to get as many children involved as we can, but this will be a small study.
Nationwide.
They're going to give some of the kids a placebo, and they say that for the 6-month-old study at Children's Hospital, some children could receive up to 4 shots. Because they may get the placebo first and the vaccine later. Yeah, let's use 6-month babies to do medical experiments on. What a hideous, hideous thing to do. So the cult continues for all of this. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
I've had several parents from several different school districts contact me because this is Pride Month in our schools. And one parent who, this was an employee who can't be named, of the Shoreline Schools, and he said that at his elementary school where he works, they're going to raise the Pride flag. He said they don't have a Washington State flag. But right under the U.S. flag, they're going to fly the Pride flag. And then they're going to have all of the kids walk out. They're going to give all of the kids mini Pride flags to wave while they stand around and salute the large Pride flag that's up the flagpole. Now, this guy who contacted me notes that they have no plans to celebrate the United States flag on Flag Day, which is coming up on June 14th. Are they going to have the kids walk out with miniature United States flags and have a little ceremony for our nation's flag? No, you know why? Because it's a symbol of hatred. And that's what the kids are being taught in the schools, that the U.S. is evil and oppressive. And if you're a white kid, you're evil and your parents are criminals. Yeah, let's gin up the hate. That's what they're doing. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I'm passionate about every subject I talk about. I'm not a hateful person. I can't stand some policies, but that's what I usually talk about. But I tell you what, on the radical left, hatred for cops, hatred for country, hatred for traditions, hatred for nuclear families, it's really something to watch. So I'm going to talk to a mom who has a kindergartner in the Shoreline schools. She's going to join me at 12:30 this afternoon to talk about why, from a parent's perspective, she objects to an agenda, a social agenda, being taught in the school instead of, you know, educating our kids. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Big Local.
Hey, I have another reason why you should never ride a bus. You know, for the last year, we've known what petri dishes they are. We also know that there are loads of homeless people who just ride around all day, and lots of crimes at bus stops. I rode the bus every single day when I was going to the University of Washington. I drove down. Man, it was so easy back then. You could get parking for free. I drove down to the Ballard Locks, just parked in the Locks parking lot. Nobody cared. Got on the bus, took me over to the University of Washington. I rode the bus every day. And I've told stories about some unpleasant experiences I had with other people on the bus. I also will tell you, I was on crutches for a month one time. Had a really bad leg injury. I'm on crutches for a month. And I got all my heavy books in my backpack. And, you know, I'm kind of hopping up the stairs on the bus. I can't tell you how many times, you know, with every seat filled, nobody stood up for a person on crutches. And, you know, balancing on one leg while riding on a bus, it's really an unpleasant thing. Now, sometimes people did, and I gratefully accepted it, but there were just a lot of stinking rude people on the bus who would never give up their seat. Anyway, I have another reason. So on a Metro bus, what's described as a prolific pickpocket, and they know who the guy is, but he has been at it again. Jen Sakura was one of his recent victims. He told our news partners at Cairo 7 News about having his pocket picked.
These guys act quickly, and it's really scary, right?
Gen Sakura was sitting near the back of a King County Metro bus May 22nd when a thief stole his wallet right out of his front pocket.
I was on a Zoom call, so my attention was on my phone, right?
Bus surveillance images show how it happened.
While I was looking this way towards the door, it seems like he reached out and, you know, pickpocketed me through the chair.
And Graham Johnson talked about who the suspect is.
King County Sheriff's investigators believe the pickpocket was 59-year-old Edward Malloy. Here's surveillance video from a Cairo 7 story in February 2020 after investigators arrested him for stealing a woman's wallet on a bus. Detectives called him a prolific pickpocket with a criminal history in several states. King County prosecutors say they've charged Malloy 10 times in the last 10 years.
10 charges, and he's still walking around free. We're so progressive. We can let habitual criminals go free because we are so caring about the criminals. The victims, not so much. But the criminals we love and embrace, this is the place to come, criminals. If you're a criminal somewhere else in the United States, what are you doing there? Come on out to Seattle, King County, where we love our criminals. And Gen, who was the victim, said he couldn't believe it was the same guy.
I saw an article on Cairo talking about him, right? And I was like, there's no way it's this guy. Right? I mean, he has to be still in jail.
In fact, a judge released Malloy last October over the objections of prosecutors.
He took more than $500 from my accounts.
Ken Sakura discovered his wallet missing pretty quickly and called his bank to stop the cards within a half hour of the...
Can you believe that? That a judge let him go? We're going to find the name of that judge, too. We're going to add him to the name of the judge who let the dog killer go. But judges are just turning these guys loose. I have never been pickpocketed in my life. And you know why? I started going to the racetrack, to Long Acres, when I was 16 years old, pretty much on a daily basis. Thought I was going to be a professional horse handicapper at the time. And the racetrack, traditionally, historically, has been the number one place for pickpockets to operate. And so I would always carry my wallet in my front pocket. I have never once in my life had a wallet in a back pocket of my pants. Keep it in the front pocket. They don't pick your front pocket. That's my tip. So you can stay crime victim free. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, we're going to check some news for you, and then we'll talk to the mother of a kindergartner who is very upset about the Pride curriculum, Pride Month in the schools. We'll talk to her coming up next in the Dory Monson Show. Well, I've been hearing from a lot of people in the Shoreline School District, parents, employees. One employee emailed me and said, I need your help. I work in Shoreline Schools. I'm not sure if you know who I am, but the superintendent has declared that all district buildings fly the Pride flag every day in June to celebrate Pride. I work in an elementary school, and our school has chosen to take it to another level. We are all going to gather around the flagpole, and they are going to hand our mini Pride flags for the kids to wave while they raise the main Pride flag up the flagpole. And then this person goes on to say, but there's absolutely no plan to do the same thing on June 14th for our nation's flag day. They will not celebrate the U.S. flag. And then I also heard from a mom who we're going to keep anonymous because this is the employee wanted to be anonymous, but she had many of the same concerns about what she called the woke agenda. And that Shoreline mom joins me here on the Dory Monson Show. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Hi, Dory. Thank you for having me on. I feel like this is things that people need to be aware of, that this is what our kids are being taught. And I have a kindergartner in the Shoreline schools, and I was very surprised when I looked at the type of education that they were planning on teaching her for this month.
And you sent me a link to the document that they're going to be using, this 2021 Pride of Observance. What in that did you find troubling?
Well, the first thing that kind of bothered me was, or that did bother me, was the Pride history, which I don't know why we need to be teaching kindergartners about Pride history. And especially because we're not teaching them about, for instance, May was Asian American Pacific Islander month, and we did no teaching that I know of in the kindergarten classes around Asian American or Pacific Islander history. So why do we have to be teaching them Pride history? Secondly, they continue to push gender identity onto the kindergartners. And there is no reason to be pushing that onto these children. If these children are having those issues, it needs to be followed up with outside of the schooling.
There,
Let me jump in on that
because I think this is such an important point that you can absolutely not be anti-gay. And I've had a very close business relationship for 20 years. My agent is gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It just doesn't matter to me. But I do think that when we start having kids waving flags in kindergarten and you know, pro sports is doing this. Major League Baseball, they're going to wear rainbow caps and they're going to force an agenda into the fans' face. I just think it's a horrible mistake for, you know, pro sports to be doing this. And I think it's horrible to be indoctrinating our children like this.
Well, and I completely agree with you. I have a cousin who is gay and it makes no difference to me.
Sure.
But I feel like these are the conversations that need to happen in the family and not in the schools, because part of the problem is once the schools start teaching this, you don't know as a parent how they're teaching this information. And some of it can be very, very liberal. And maybe
all of it is very liberal. It's more than liberal. I mean, it's leftist propaganda is what is being taught in many cases in the schools.
Yes, and I would completely agree with that. And that's why I feel like these are some of the types of conversations that need to be left to the family. And, but especially problematic to me is why are we flying a flag specifically for Pride Month?
Right.
When I had to ask twice this year, once during remote teaching and once again, when my daughter went back to hybrid, to make sure they said the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, which from my understanding is a state requirement. And why should I have to ask for that to happen?
Well, those same people on the far left, they view the United States flag as a symbol of hate. And mm-hmm. I played clips on my show yesterday from a college kid who wants to completely abolish the military, who said, bleep the United States. They are being taught to hate our country. There's just no question about that. It is something that is absolutely necessary for the underlying political movement that is behind all of this.
Yes, and it's very, very scary. And I am very scared to see this starting in kindergarten with my daughter.
Yeah.
And they get into the gender identity aspect again, which is one of their lessons. And why should my kindergartner, as specifically stated in health standards, understand there are many ways to express gender? And then there's another statement that says, I know that all my group identities are part of me. What does that even mean to a 5 and 6 year old?
It means nothing, except it's planting some seeds that they hope will bloom in them, you know, changing their gender in 7 years when they're 13 years old. I mean, that's what it's about, because there's, you know, a pipeline to do that, to cut parents out of the picture, get the kids doctors and lawyers. I played the most hideous soundbite I've ever heard a couple of days ago on my show from a woman mm-hmm. doctor who said it doesn't make a difference if we cut off 13 or 14 year old breasts. She can always get them reconstructed later on if she changes her mind. In fact, just so you don't think I'm making it up, here is that doctor.
But so what we do know is that adolescents actually have the capacity to make a reasoned, logical decision. And here's the other thing about chest surgery. If you want breasts at a later point in your life, you can go and get them.
Seriously, that is one of the most hideous things I've ever heard a doctor say.
Yeah, it is absolutely ludicrous. The other thing on that subject is, why can children choose decide to have these major types of surgeries and hormonal treatments, but can't sign off for themselves to have their COVID vaccine.
Yeah. No, yeah, they can't buy cigarettes. They can't get a tattoo. They certainly can't buy weed or alcohol. But at age 13, they can change their physiology permanently. And, you know, 60 Minutes did a great expose on that a week ago Sunday. You know, a lot of people are starting to wake up to, you know, their trends where kids are changing gender in groups because it is a peer thing. And that is an undeniable fact, is that they are seeing groupings of kids from the same school changing gender, which suggests that it's not really about what they need to do for their body and their mental health. They're doing it because it's trendy. And so, I mean, that's what this is about. Yeah, it's making all of this trendy.
And to start teaching this type of thing in kindergarten is... It's not okay, and it's definitely politically motivated.
So what happens when you contact the school about this?
So I kept my daughter out of school on Tuesday because I didn't think it was appropriate for her to be there. And then I have contacted her teacher, and she said there's no school on Wednesdays. Asynchronous.
It's a brutal schedule they have. Yeah.
And on her half days, well, every day is a half day. And they will be taking time away from her in-person learning on Thursday and Friday this week. So today and tomorrow, to be doing more of this teaching related to pride history, gender identity.
Yes.
And her teacher has told me that she will be taking my daughter out of the classroom and having her do something else out of the classroom.
Right.
What I think is absolutely crazy is the fact that these kids have such a limited in-person school time right now. And that this is being incorporated. This is supposed to be their English and math time. Yeah, and
exactly. A social agenda is taking precedence over actual learning. I mean, that's the bottom line here. And that's what I find objectionable. Not that it's about gay people. It's just a social agenda is above learning. And that's not the way our schools should be. Well, I really appreciate you bringing this to my attention. And like I said, I've heard from a lot of parents who have the same concerns. I don't know when things are going to change, but parents speaking up are the only way they will change. Guarantee that.
Well, exactly. And I think that, you know, we all have to continue to be advocates for our children and be, you know, pay attention to what's going on in the schools. And I also feel like, you know, we can't necessarily, it's not the fault any of the teachers, because they are required to teach this information. It comes back to the school district, and all parents need to be mindful of who is on their school boards.
And it's very
true to discuss it with them, because it isn't the teacher.
I understand that. All right. It's great talking with you. Thank you for sharing your views with all my listeners, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dory, for listening.
You bet. All right. That is a Shoreline mom who we're keeping anonymous because there is so much blowback and hate directed at anybody who dares stray from mandated thought these days. I'd like to know your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. So what happens when our schools, as we were just talking about, care much more about a social agenda than about actually teaching kids, educating kids? Well, the social agenda is too often to hate America. As I said, the elementary school, where the, the mom I just talked to, her kindergartner, goes, they're going to give all the kids pride flags, go out and celebrate pride. They're not going to do the same with the United States flag on Flag Day. It's unbelievable. It's amazing to me. So we played yesterday a rather extraordinary cut from a college kid in Washington, D.C., who this is how much he hates our country now.
I didn't really think of in this way until I got to college. And, like, I took women's and gender studies classes, and that put me on this path where I'm like, yeah, like, f*** the U.S.
I asked former President Donald Trump what he thinks about that kid.
Maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
Hard words from a hard man. Okay, but let's play a little game. Andrew, you up for a little game?
I love games. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Nicole, you want to play a little game here?
Of course.
Okay. Because when I played the longer soundbite of the kid yesterday, I said, oh, we got to play a game. It's one that we really enjoy playing. It's called Count the Likes. So in a 40-second soundbite, how many times do you think one person can work in the word like? And will you be able to count them all? So, and this is awfully fun for you in your cars or listening at home, because you can play along with us. Let's see if we all come up with the same number as we all play Count the Likes.
I didn't really think of in this way until I got to college. And, like, I took women's and gender studies classes, and that put me on this path where I'm like, yeah, like, f*** the U.S. Kind of, like, I was always into social justice, but I didn't have the language for that. And then it kind of gave me that language and made me realize how everything is connected. And, like, for me, like, I was on this, like, spirituality type journey where I was like, oh, we're all one or whatever. And, like, what I was learning in social justice, like, was the material analysis I needed to practice what I feel like exists on a spiritual plane in real everyday life.
Very cool. Would you be down to, like, completely abolish the military?
Yes, please.
Okay, the one from the interviewer doesn't count right at the end. How many, Andrew, how many likes did you come up with?
I kind of cheated. My phone has a little counter, and I got 10.
Nicole?
Your phone has a counter?
Yeah, it has it on the side. I can swipe out the side, and it gives me a ticker.
I got 11.
wait a second. So you were just, like, hitting a button every time you heard like on your phone?
I circumvent the rules of games, Dory.
No, I don't care. You have something called fingers, and you can count with your fingers.
What?
If the number's not too large.
I wasn't going to count with my fingers if I didn't have this tool.
What? That's like crazy, like, man. Okay, so you got 10. How many did you get, Nicole?
I think 11.
I got 12. And there may be some controversy because I wasn't sure in the opening seconds of this soundbite. I don't know if this is a like, just a couple words in, but take another listen.
I didn't really...
Is that a like?
Yeah.
You counted that one?
Yeah, but there's one that he uses properly, so I might not have counted that.
I counted that one.
So
okay. What'd you get at home? Text us at 98973. Winners will get a free vaccine. Okay, check the news, and then the Fast 15's coming up next.